Hey, Corey, you want to come get on the radio?
Dude, this is not, you're on our time.
What is he doing?
Corey Holcomb, you know, one thing I admire about Corey is that he gave up, you know, the prestige and allowed himself to open up for Kevin Hart.
Oh, okay. Just come to his sauntering here.
You know, and hey, listen, it should have been Kevin opening up for him.
You think so?
Absolutely. Corey's a beast. He's crazy as hell. Bring the microphone up to you there, man.
Hey, what up? We on air?
Yeah, you're on air. You can't cuss.
Hey, what's up?
You know how we just said don't cuss?
Yes.
No, I don't. I want to tell old girl from the airport last night, my bad. I shouldn't have lied about that.
Oh.
What? TMI.
Long story. She know what it is.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man. This is the love day, all right? You know, we've been playing. No, do you believe in love?
Huh?
Do you believe in love? Long-term committed relationships.
Well, not in relationships. I believe you can love your mama and your kids. Everything else is just a strong attraction to somebody's pheromones. That's all it is.
No.
There's no such thing as love.
Come on.
All you got to do is just go down to the courthouse today and you'll see a lot of men down there issuing out checks, finding out there was no love.
Come on.
It might not have been the baby, too.
So what do you get your woman for Valentine's Day?
Good question.
No, you can't get your girl stuff for Valentine's Day if you care about her.
Oh my God.
If you really care about your woman, every day is Valentine's Day. You got to run that script.
There you go.
So what, do you get her something every day? Is that what you mean?
No, you put her through changes every day.
Sir.
Buy a little outfit.
No.
Stuff on sale off the internet.
Who are you?
You still got in the stove.
You're not nice.
I'm just putting you up on real game.
Yeah.
If you go out and do a big thing on Valentine's Day for your girl, you setting yourself up for failure.
That's
no,
absolutely.
You're not. How is that? It's a special day.
She's gonna expect
day.
It all the time.
You gotta do it every day.
Teach.
Yeah. No, it's a special day for Valentine's Day. Maybe you're gonna do it again for your anniversary, Christmas.
Every day should be a
right.
Holidays.
I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate none of that stuff.
What?
I just issue it out when I got it. You know, if I got a little extra something here, but go on here and do something for yourself. Oh, man. I can't be thinking about Valentine's Day. That's how you set yourself up for failure. If you have to be around your girl on Valentine's Day because the expectations are high.
Right.
A lot of good things happen on Valentine's
Day.
A lot of lonely women walking around today. They find out they won the priority. This is a good day to get women on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is, because there'll be a lot of
lonely girls. Yeah. Bought that extra ticket. Half the seat's going to be empty. They bought some dude a ticket that can't show up. Real girl.
And the tickets he's talking about at the Lincoln Theater tonight, Corey Holcomb, you're doing two shows, right?
Two. We doing two shows.
Man, if you don't get too drunk on the first one, you're going to be all right for the second.
Yeah, that's why I would drink real slow on the first
one. Is that real alcohol? Every time I see Corey on stage, he got a full glass of brown liquid in his glass.
A soda, right? Coke?
Yeah.
Pepsi?
Yeah, I think my mama listening to
it. Somebody, man. I saw your Showtime special. Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, brother.
Yeah, he's a fan.
That Showtime special helped me out a lot.
Yeah, right? And Showtime don't pay residuals either, do they?
No, they don't.
No.
But still people see you, and it's, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing when people see me, especially the girls from low-income areas, because they don't demand a lot. And I want, where's the low-income area mall?
Wow.
That's why I was going to hit right after we leave. They don't even have to go to the show for Valentine's Day.
I thought you were married, man.
Hey, man, my wife is in Los Angeles, California. Russ Parr, do you come on out
there? Oh, look at his face. Oh, my God. Your eyes got so big. Do you see this man's face?
Russ Parr at L.A.?
No.
Yeah, so what you worried about?
You know what I know.
I ain't worried about it. You don't worry about it, right?
He looked at you like, I would kill you, but I know you sent your wife flowers and chocolate.
Come on. Of course you did. Candy or something.
Man, my wife don't want no flowers or no candy. My wife wants tangible things.
Yeah.
Like?
When I send stuff like flowers and candy, she might take it and just have that little smirk on her face.
Right. She wants money. Cars.
Yeah, it's like, that's what
I'm actually the same way. I don't care if I get flowers or candy. I'm like, give me that gift certificate. I want a massage. I want to get my nails done. I want some shoes. I want a bag. I want a purse.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You have to feel like something special happened on Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
And you actually got a boyfriend?
I'm married, sir.
Oh, you married? Hey, good luck, dude.
She tricked me.
Now, you know, I know a lot of times you often give good advice to men out there that are just jumping through hoops to keep a lady happy. And you're kind of like against that. Don't you think like it's just giving them, a man giving their body to a woman, that should be more than enough?
I think it's a fair exchange.
I do, too.
Society when guys get older,
right,
you get desperate, and that's going to really prey on you. I know a lot of guys who used to be real players back in the day,
right,
and now they just they have to trick.
Come on, dude.
And they need to have a class to that for that to prepare men for half the trick stage in your life.
Right. I mean,
that's not
true. All that hair dye and everything. Right. Putting your hair before you go to the club. Yeah. Them girls see them great nose hairs.
If they put pictures in chronological order from when you started, like when you were 30, and they showed all the ladies you were with, you'll notice that there's a distinct decline.
Change. Yes. Yeah.
And what you can get.
And you know what? And this is stuff that I feel like they need to have college courses for.
Sir.
Preparing yourself for
the
change
when
you get older. Yeah, right. You're not going to be
what you have to settle for
that you're used to.
Right, right. So you don't really settle anymore, right? I mean, when you're on the road messing around on your wife.
Well, fortunately, this comedy pays me enough money where I can get the type of girl I want. I'm smart enough to know that she's with me because I'm paying.
Right. Hey, Corey, it's time to play First Thoughts. With Corey Holcomb.
Uh-oh. Okay.
You cannot cuss. Yes.
This is live.
Well, it's Corey Holcomb. We put you on the spot here.
Lie.
First thoughts of Corey Holcomb, the guy that Kevin Hart should have been opening up for on the Pain Tour. Okay. All right. First thoughts. Panties or no panties?
No panties.
No panties?
Yeah.
Like all day?
Like all day. Especially no panties with blue jeans.
Ew. That's going to give you a nasty burn.
That'll hurt. Right. That one's gonna hurt in the morning.
If you like to hear a lot of noise,
not gonna happen.
Let me see, spandex, yes or no?
Spandex, they're not good with. You need underwear with spandex.
Oh, okay,
spandex.
Gotcha.
Who says spandex?
First thoughts for Corey Holcomb: first date sex, yes or no?
Always. if a girl doesn't, I had a girl with 3 kids by 3 different guys, and she didn't sleep with me on the first date. And I told her, you're not going to get your life together with me.
Wow. She wanted to...
Now you want to be new.
Brand new with you.
It's not going to happen.
So you say everybody that you go out with, y'all get it on the first date.
No, I didn't say that happens, but I lose respect for you.
Wait. You lose respect for them if they don't have sex with you?
Especially if you've been through a lot of changes already. I can tell. I can tell by your purse, your shoes, your coat.
Oh, no.
I should be sleeping with you today. You got on a FUBU jacket, man. You should be doing this right now.
Oh,
all right. You meet a lady, you take her home.
Awful.
Oh, first thoughts. Would you share a toothbrush?
No, I would never share a toothbrush.
That's just nasty. You do everything else to her, but you ain't going to share a toothbrush.
Ain't that crazy?
It's nasty.
I will do all kinds of weird stuff with the lady, but I will not kiss her.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Wait a minute.
Kissing is a very intimate act.
It is. That is true.
Everything else goes, though.
Okay, that's...
Everything else goes.
First thoughts, Corey Holcomb, natural or weave?
I'm so used to weave, I don't even know how to act when a girl had natural.
What?
I had this girl, and it was really her hair, and I didn't know it. I was like, where you going to take all that out your hair? It's not my fault. It's what I'm used to.
Okay.
Absolutely. Southeast, northwest women, what do you prefer? Is there a difference?
Well, women in the South know how to cook better.
So, okay.
Yep.
If you're going to ever stick around after this over.
That's true. We do know how to
cook. Get a good meal.
Right.
Yes.
That's not true.
It's true.
You don't stick around.
Sandwich in the morning.
You don't want no girl up north cooking for you. Ain't no seasoning on it.
That's right.
They don't season it. What about East Coast women?
Oh, East Coast women, the only thing is they're very aggressive.
Really?
They're very aggressive. My opinion from what I've seen of East Coast women, like, they will ask you questions like how many phones you got, and that throw me off. Don't tell her the truth.
Yeah.
Which number I got? You got that number that reminds me of what you're doing to me now.
Oh, no.
And, of course, West Coast women.
West Coast women are too gangster for me.
They're
too hardcore. They've been through too many changes.
Too many changes, huh?
Yeah, they've been through too many changes.
That's not what I think of. I think of West Coast women as like talking like this and like, you know, being from the valley and being all pretty. That's what I think of the West Coast. Because the sun's shiny.
Those are the Hollywood type of
women. Oh, okay.
I date the women in the Crenshaw area.
Oh, okay. All right.
Girls got on Easter dresses and Jordans.
Oh, no. Please no.
The type of girls I deal with.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's not attractive.
Corey Holcomb's going to be at the Lincoln Theater. And, of course, that's tonight. Two shows. I think there's some still tickets available for the second show. So you guys might want to check that out. I'll be there bringing you guys out on the first show.
That's what's up, bro.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted to ask you about your experience of being on the road with Kevin. You know, and I always, you know, I have a lot of respect for Kevin because, you know, most comedians, man, they don't want to put up somebody that, you know, is like on their level. On their level. You know, and he's like, hey, no, Corey's my man. I thought that was cool.
When Kevin first told me he was going to let me go on the road with him, I was like, man, are you serious? You know I'm going to bring the heat. And he did not care. He's a selfless dude, man.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to stuff like that, if he mess with you, he mess with you.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Ever since he's gone big time, he hasn't returned a call.
Haven't heard from him.
Yeah, so I guess he don't mess with you.
I get tweets from Harry.
You're not the only one.
Yeah, it was like that, huh?
I ain't mad at him, though. Yeah. He's little. You can rob him on the fist point.
Did you say it at fist point?
You can rob Kevin at fist point. Give me that. Give me all that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Corey Holcomb.
Wow, 1.1 away. The Wiz.